congratulations on your Brits from last week. That was amazing, your two awards. What did you and the boys do to celebrate afterwards?
I think a couple of the boys went out. It's always pretty hectic, those Brits parties, and I had training in the morning, so I went back to Zane's and we just had a bit of a quiet one. It was sound, it was nice.
So what's happening? You've got your tour coming up soon. Mm-hmm. When are you back on the road again?
Back on the road, it's February now, middle of March, I think we go to South America, and then we come back to the UK and start around April time, I think.
And how come you're not coming back home to South Yorkshire this time?
Well, you know, we're doing a stadium tour. I don't know. You're putting me on the spot there. ask my management.
And with the tour, now we're saying recently that visually it's going to be ridiculous. What's changed from the last tour to this one?
Well, I just think, you know, as we start a new tour, we want to make it bigger and better than the last one. And it needs to feel like...
Attention, please. This is a public announcement. The turnstiles are now open.
Please get in.
Good to know.
Thank you.
And it feels like, you know, we have to have a show that should be in a stadium, so we have to kind of move up to that level anyway.
Well, we've got some questions from our listeners. We've got one here from Natasha Bell. She said she wants to know who you're closest to in the band, if you had to pick one person.
It's hard because you... you get on well with the boys, you know, for different things. Like, you know, me and Liam do a lot of, well, yeah, I do all my writing with Liam. So I spend a lot of time with him there and we have, you know, some great times. And like I say, I went round to Zane's and had a quiet night. So, you know, different boys for different reasons, I suppose. I can't really single one of them out.
And what's happening with the TV show?
There's...
The reality TV show.
Yeah, it's all just rubbish.
It's a load of rubbish.
Yeah, as usual, it's all just rubbish.
And we've got another question from Jasmine in Aston. She wants to know what's happening with the new album. What's it going to be like?
We've only just started writing it, so I mean, we haven't really got a clear idea of exactly how it's going to be. But you know, similar vein to Midnight Memories, our last album. But we're going to try something slightly different.
That's cool. So you're back home in South Yorkshire. Do you get home much, or?
Yeah, I mean, I've been for the past, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I've been in Doncaster every day training with the club. So I spent a lot more time in Doncaster, which has been nice.
And how are you feeling about the game tonight? Is it harder because it's a derby?
I mean, I'm just thinking about the fact that, you know, the people coming to see me and playing football, you know, my forte is in the, you know, in a band. So I'm slightly out of my comfort zone, but I am very, very excited.
What are you the most nervous about?
Just not playing very well, I suppose. You know, I just want to look like I'm a decent, all right lad.
I'm sure you will do. And we've got another question from Kirsty Mason. She said, if you weren't doing One Direction for a living, what would you do? You're not allowed to say football.
Well, I had plans to be maybe a PE teacher, actually.
Really?
I think I was going to be a teacher at school, yeah.
Now, I've got one question from Big John at breakfast, and he wants me to read it out. I've not been allowed to look at this until now. It says, I am Janine, will you go out with me?
I'll get back to you.
Okay, I think that's a no.